Thank you. Senator Baker, Representative Kumega, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Togue Braun, and I am on a mission to make Maine's scallop fishery more profitable and more sustainable. And for the next few minutes, I'm going to talk to you about why scallops represent such a huge opportunity in the state of Maine. I'm a small business owner. My company, Downey's Dayboat, ships fresh Maine scallops across the country during Maine's winter season. I make people from Alaska to Hawaii to Florida very happy every week from December through April. But my passion for the fishery started as a fisheries manager. Back in 2007, I helped to initiate the suite of changes that we've undertaken to improve scallop management in Maine. It occurred to me just recently that that was 10 years ago, and it's been a very long and very controversial process. And it involved a lot of meetings up and down the coast over and over again. And the idea for Downey's Dayboat started at one of those meetings. In your neck of the woods, actually, Representative Alley, it was at the Jonesport Beals High School. I was meeting with 15 fishermen. We were talking about perhaps lowering the daily limit, and Morris Alley, fishing vessel first edition, said, you know, Togue, I wouldn't mind lowering the daily limit if I knew what price I was going to get. But I never know what price I'm going to be paid for my scallops. And it just struck me right then, why is that? Why is Morris Alley, who's coming in with 60 pounds of gorgeous plump Jonesport scallops that he harvested 4 hours ago, why is he being paid a price that's set by the offshore fishery where huge boats fish for a week or so at a time? It doesn't make any sense. So a few years later, when scallop management was on the right track and I knew that it would be transferred to the very capable hands of Trish Cheney, I left DMR and I started Downey's Dayboat. And my goal at Downey's Dayboat is to show Americans how amazing Maine scallops are, because they are a truly unique and amazing product. And you might wonder, why is that? And there are a number of reasons, but the main one is that 98% of U.S. sea scallops come from the federal fishery. Large boats fish offshore for a week or more at a time. They store their scallops in cloth bags buried in ice. That ice melts over the course of the trip and is absorbed by the scallops. Scallops are like sponges, so they're absorbing scallops. At the end of the trip, those boats offload thousands or tens of thousands of pounds of old waterlogged scallops that are dumped into a distribution system that funnels them through many steps and many more days on their way to consumers. So the fresh scallops that you see in grocery stores are almost always often more than 12 days old. In Maine, we do things very differently. Our guys only fish in the winter. They have to stay within 3 miles of shore, and they can only bring in 135 pounds. So they go out and come right back in within hours. But for decades, we've been taking those super premium scallops and trucking them to out-of-state processing centers where they're mixed in with the stuff from the federal fishery. That's basically like taking a bottle of Dom Perignon and dumping it into a vat of Barefoot Bubbly. It does not make any sense. So that's not what I do at Downey's Dayboat. I don't sell scallops. I sell Alex Todd's scallops from Casco Bay and Kristen Porter's scallops from the Bold Coast and Walt Jessamyn scallops from Cobbs Cook Bay. And that makes a difference because place matters. People understand that a Wellfleet oyster tastes different from a Damariscotta oyster, which tastes different from a Northport oyster. The salinity, the temperature, the currents, all these factors influence the taste and the texture of that oyster. It does the same for scallops, but people don't realize that because they're used to waterlogged offshore scallops. Maine produces the very best scallops in the world. And we need to do a better job of showing people that. I get emails and calls from people all the time that told me they have no idea that scallops could taste this good. And that is an opportunity because the vast majority of Americans, even the chefs, have never tasted a truly fresh, pure scallop because the federal fishery cannot produce them. Here in Maine, that's all we produce, but we have to stop dumping them into the federal distribution system. Last year, my scallops sold in New York City to chefs at a wholesale rate of $35 a pound. That is extremely expensive. I had a chef that was buying them consistently, and he stopped. And so my salesperson asked, you know, what happened? Is the quality not there? And he said, oh, no. These are the best scallops I've ever tasted. I know they're worth this money. The problem is my customers don't know they're worth this money. So if I put a steak on the menu at $65 a plate, my customers know, oh, wow, that must be an extremely high-quality steak. I'm going to take a chance, and that's going to be an amazing dish. But these customers don't know that scallops can be that much better than anything they've ever tasted. We need to do a better job of showing people that Maine scallops are that much better than anything they've ever tasted. We have it all here in Maine. We have amazing scallops. Our waters produce the best scallops on the planet. Our fishing practices ensure that they arrive to shore that way. Our story is amazing. People want to buy scallops from an industry that was brought back from a collaboration between fishermen and regulators. Our fishermen are practically caricatures of who people want to produce their seafood. We've got it all, and we're not doing a good enough job of telling that to the world. So that's what I do at Down East Dayboat. I don't think that you guys are going to follow in my footsteps and quit your job to promote Maine scallops, although I would welcome the company. But there are things that you can do. And the first thing is that you can try to help prevent the pervasive seafood fraud that's out there. We're making some headway in terms of gaining notoriety for Maine scallops. In fact, I actually changed my business name from Maine Dayboat Scallops to Down East Dayboat because I couldn't trademark Maine Dayboat Scallops because so many people were starting to use it. So I'm now Down East Dayboat Scallops. We had a great article, actually, in the December-January edition of Fine Cooking talking about why Maine scallops are so amazing. But we need to do a better job of stopping people from using that fraudulently. It's not an easy process, but if you're at a restaurant in August and it's got fresh Maine scallops on the menu, call them out because one of those two descriptors is not accurate. We have to define our brand, differentiate our product, and we have to promote and protect that brand. And the second thing that I believe we should all be doing is staying the course when it comes to Maine scallop management. We produce roughly 2% of U.S. sea scallops right now here in Maine, and that doesn't sound like very much, but until recently it was 1%. One of the reasons that we haven't differentiated in the past is that it's very difficult to figure out what our supply is going to be. We boomed, we busted, we boomed, we busted. We didn't do a good job of managing the fishery, and we're doing a much better job of managing that fishery now. As a business owner, I want to know that the significant resources I'm putting into my business will not be in vain because the fishery collapses 2 years from now. The department has done a good job. The fishery is complicated. We've got people that can, if you own a scallop license and you're from Eastport, you can fish in Eastport or you can fish in Casco Bay. You can fish anywhere. But there are differences in the fishery, and the state has come up with effectively three different management plans, and that's important. And we need to remember that, and I would just urge you to trust the department and hopefully encourage them to keep doing what they're doing, because as a business owner, I am encouraged and consistently more and more confident each year that landings are going to continue to rise sustainably. So if we can rebuild this fishery and we can start selling them at the price that they deserve, we have our hands on a very big pile of money. And that's all.
Thank you very much. You're certainly enthused about what you're doing. Is there any other questions? Thank you very much for taking the time to come here. Now we have the Gulf of Maine Research Institute.